As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Every now and then you might open up Instagram or whatever, and somebody has slipped into your DMs, and there's a moment of adrenaline because you're so surprised and so excited. It's a, really? For me, it turned out to be, you know, that motivational speaker, Gary Vee. That wasn't really Gary Vee at all.
Just Gary Vee's people?
Yeah, just Gary Vee's people. He's a motivational speaker.
But, Gary Vee's AI bot?
Pretty much, yeah. Asking me if I wanted to be a special buddy, just like getting me into his funnel, right? Mm-hmm. For Abby, it might be a little more authentic.
Yeah, and for a certain celeb crush of mine, it might have been when I slid into his DMs. He had a little excited moment because he opened my DM almost instantly. And I didn't expect it. And it didn't go the way that I ever dreamed or envisioned that it would when I DM my celeb crush. So I was recently verified on Instagram.
I truly made it
in this world. I found fulfillment. This is all I've ever wanted out of life. And so I thought I would use my newfound blue checkmark power to DM some celebs I find physically attractive.
Because you immediately, with that blue checkmark, become hotter.
Of course.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Everything in your life changes. If you don't have one, you got to get one.
You go up a whole point and a half.
You don't have to stop at red lights.
Nope.
Nope.
You can jaywalk and police go, oh, you're verified on Instagram. Oh, do what you want. I mean, it changes everything.
It really does.
Gave me like 4 inches in height. My complexion was better. It's
I
awesome.
Went from a 7 to an 8. And so
8.5.
An 8.5. Uh-huh. And so what with this blue check mark, it just kind of makes you look more relevant to celebs and stuff. So I thought maybe I have a chance. Maybe if I DM one of these guys, they'll be like, she's also verified. A fellow blue check mark club member. So I DM'd some of the obvious candidates. Bachelor contestants, pro football players, Jimmy G might have been in there.
Garoppolo?
He's so hot.
Is he a top shelf guy?
He's so handsome. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He's a good looking man.
He's a good looking dude.
We just got to find a team now. Yeah.
Doesn't matter as long as you look good. And so then I saved my personal top tier, top shelf celeb crush for the end. I had built up my confidence. I thought, what do I got to lose?
Oh, so these others got the other men were just to build up your self-esteem and to get you pumped to DM the real deal.
Yeah, she's practicing on Jimmy Garoppolo, the NFL quarterback, in order to get to this guy.
Who none of you apparently know, but to me, I think is the sexiest thing since sliced bread.
I didn't know who he was.
He's very handsome. He's a very handsome country singer. And so Riley Green, do we have the clip, the hook?
Yeah.
In what I did, there was this girl.
I was in the bathroom the other day, and Mo just happened to be in the bathroom stall humming this song.
The whole joint. Every word.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that for a hot second.
Yeah, so that was Riley Green's thought process when he saw me. He was like, there was this girl sliding into my DMs.
Oh, you inspired that.
Yeah, I was really the muse behind this song. And so what happened was he posted an Instagram story of him with an empty Tito's bottle. And the caption on his photo was, can anything be an instrument? And I decided I'm not going to overthink this. I'm just going to say the first thing that comes to my mind.
Oh, no.
Because honestly, in my mind, I've just gotten rejected by like 15 different Bachelor contestants. What do I got to lose? He's not going to see this. So he says, can anything be an instrument? And the first thing that comes into my head is a quote from SpongeBob.
SquarePants?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Jones?
Which one has...
Do you know SpongeBob Jones?
I do know SpongeBob Smith. Mr. SquarePants?
Which
one? Yeah, SpongeBob SquarePants, the children's cartoon. That's how I wanted to slide into the sexy man's DMs. And so there's a famous Patrick Starr quote. I say famous loosely. Where in one episode, I guess he goes, I can't even say it with a straight face. He goes, is mayonnaise an instrument?
No, you didn't.
No,
no, no. That's not what you wrote.
No, you didn't.
You didn't write that.
No, you didn't.
In my mind, this man is never going to see this DM. You guys, guess how long it took him to open it? 3.5 minutes. I'm sitting there just like, oh, scrolling through my... What? Scene 3 minutes ago? And I'm shaking. I'm like, is he going to respond?
So you put, is mayonnaise an instrument? You just typed that out. Did you put like a SpongeBob meme or a Patrick Starr meme or a Patrick Starr gif or something like that for any type of reference?
Kristen, the worst part is there was a typo too.
Oh no.
So I'm not even sure that it clicked in his little man brain that this was a SpongeBob quote.
What was the typo? You just misspelled mayonnaise?
No, I said... is mayonnaise and instrument.
Okay.
So there, this
one. Bless your heart.
All right.
Bless your heart.
You even dumbed down SpongeBob.
You really thought it couldn't get worse, and yet here we are. And so I'm like, how do I bounce back from this? Do I send him a nude?
Yes.
That's your go-to.
That's how you fix spelling errors.
How do I bounce back from this blunder?
Yes, every grammatical error can be fixed with a nude.
Yes.
Just send him like one, just a single boob.
Yeah.
And hope it fixes everything.
Save that quote by Kristen also, please.
No, do not.
Save it, run it a lot.
Yeah, so anyway.
Follow up with anything?
He obviously didn't respond.
Yes.
You gotta double text him.
What do I say?
Here's what you say. Coward, step up to the challenge. Make mayonnaise an instrument. Call him out. He saw it.
Don't you dare double down.
Do it. Because if I was a celeb and I got that, I'd be like, fine, F you. And I would do an Insta story and I would make mayonnaise an instrument. I'm just saying.
He calls himself a musician and yet he can't make music out of mayonnaise.
Say
right.
that. Say that. I dare you.
So he saw it but just never responded.
Never responded.
He got ghosted.
I was mortified. Oh. I was so embarrassed.
That's not a ghost.
Yeah, that's not.
He was never there.
That's a like. That's a like what?
Yeah, so when you all hear Riley Green drop his next single, there was this weirdo in my DMs, you'll know who it was about.
I'm sure you are his muse, for sure.
you're going to be his mayo weirdo.
The Burt Show.